chapter 12 talks about what's called a vocal fry. Now, a vocal fry is a really cool trick you can use to kind of get a little raw edge, a little raw emotion in an otherwise perfect vocal performance. Sometimes if your tone is too clean, too pure, it doesn't have any life into it, so we add a fry to give it that life. You create a fry by giving the vocal folds less air pressure than would be required for clean tone. Let me show you what I mean. Say this, say, vocal fry. Can you see what I mean? Fries are really cool, and when I'm producing music, I always encourage my singers to throw a few in. It really adds a lot to a song. If I sang the phrase, in my room, then I added a fry and an exhale. In my room. Wow, what a difference. It's funny, but sometimes singing perfectly with great clean tone can kill a song. You've got to muck it up a little bit. Vocal fries are one of my favorite tricks for doing this. Here's another example, first without a fry, and then with one.
I remember well. I remember well.
Here's Kristen singing our example song, Breath of Life. Listen to the really cool fry she puts on the end of the word arms. Then one on the word of, another on the word leave, and she polishes it off with one more at the beginning of the word your.
Sitting here in your arms, nothing can go wrong. Close my eyes and hear the sound of your heart's steady song. Stay right here and never leave. Your heart cries out to me.
These two fries add so much passion to this song. Here's a phrase with some sustained fry. First the clean example, then the one with the fry. Listen for the word amazed.
I'm amazed at the way that you move me. Yes, I am. I'm amazed at the way that you move me. Yes, I am.
That fry on the word amazed really added some life to that phrase. We also added some air on the end to give it some more emotion.